The Undersecretary of the Army is hitting the road this week. Patrick Murphy is in Georgia to gauge the readiness of troops and see how the force is faring generally as the makeup of the Army changes. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni is traveling with Murphy on a 3-day trip that includes Fort Stewart and Savannah and also Atlanta, and Scott joins me now with more. What's the purpose of this trip in the first place, Scott?
Well, you know, this is kind of a way for the Secretary to see what's actually happening on the ground with the troops. He's in the Pentagon a lot. He doesn't really get out to see the bases and talk to people that are actually doing the work that he's telling them to do. Our first day, we came down here to Savannah on Wednesday, and he met with the commander of the base. He's a major general. Saw some of the tank maintainers, went in and actually got into the tanks, went and turned the turrets a lot. Then he met with some of the commanders of all the different units, the artillery units, the armor units, so they could express their concerns. And then after that, he had a town hall with the troops. We also saw some education facilities, stopped by the Soldier for Life Transition Academy. And he ended that day with a warrior walk, which is a walk in Fort Stewart where they plant a tree for every soldier who's died in combat from the first Iraq operation further. You know, that's a pretty sombering walk there. And then on Thursday, he did the Marne Mile, which is kind of a tradition here in Fort Stewart, where he runs a mile, but in between there's a bunch of obstacles, including kind of brain teasers that he has to figure out. And then he'll be going to breakfast with the troops. So he's definitely taking advantage of the time that he has here.
So Murphy himself did this run with the brain teasers?
That's right, yeah. So he's a really big CrossFit guy. He's in pretty good shape, and he's an Iraq War veteran. So he's also pretty young. He has kids that are 9 and 6 years old, so he's keeping himself in shape.
And so he is a veteran, as you mentioned, and also the Secretary Fanning is also a veteran, correct?
That's right.
Both of those guys probably have pretty good credibility then, having the chops to say they've served.
I actually talked to one of the lieutenant colonels, and he said that a lot of the soldiers call Murphy the soldier's secretary, and that's because he's not afraid to get his hands dirty. He likes getting out there, talking with the troops. He actually cares about what everyone has to say, where they're from. He likes talking sports with the guys over there. So he's really kind of a big hit with everyone and not just some kind of suit that the soldiers see.
Well, hopefully that Pentagon stint won't iron that out of him. And so you said that there was a town hall event. And what were some of the other comments that were made by the soldiers?
The troops were really engaged. The questions weren't softballs, though. There was a soldier who wanted to find out how he can help his platoon get better promotions for his E4s and E5s, what kind of courses they need to take that the Army's going to look at them and say, all right, you're the people we want to promote. There was another woman. She was a civilian, but also in the reserves, and she said, the mandatory training, she's having to take the same courses twice because she's doing it once as a civilian and another time as a reservist. And she's saying how redundant that is. It's a waste of time for her and for the Army. Another big problem that everyone's really worried about is the non-deployables. There's about 100,000 non-deployables in the Army, and about 80-90% of them are because they have a lot of medical problems. They're either out of shape or they have injuries. One woman stood up and she said, you know, this PT that we're doing, we're running on pavement, and a bunch of these problems are muscular skeletal structure kind of problems. The number of chiropractors on base is one. So Murphy said he'd look into that. And along with that kind of issue is the medically disqualified people that are transitioning out of the Army. They're trying to get things to happen faster for the VA, get them back into the VA so they can get treatment in the VA hospitals.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, who is now embedded in Georgia with the new Undersecretary of the Army, Patrick Murphy. And Scott, this issue of non-deployables and people with medical issues, this has to do with what is in the Defense Authorization Bill coming up too, correct?
Yeah, it ties a lot into what's going on in the Defense Authorization Bill. As you know, that's the policy bill for the Defense Department. Some big issues that will affect soldiers. One of those is the base housing allowance. Right now, if you're married and you live together and you're both in the military, you get your housing allowance. But they want to change that so only one person will get a housing allowance. It's only one person lives in that building. A lot of the soldiers are kind of pushing back on that. They say they rely on that money for other things. Another thing that the Congress is trying to do is increase TRICARE costs for active duty military families. That'll put some more pressure on these soldiers. At the same time, the Army's drawing down. A lot of people are transitioning out of the military, and they're worried about where they're going to go when they're civilians. Congress doesn't exactly have a plan to help these guys. The Army is working on their plan. And one other thing that's in the NDAA is you know, the retirement issue. There's requirements that, not requirements, but definite pushes for the Army people to put their money into retirement plans that the Congress has set up. It takes more money out of their paycheck, and you know, they're a little squeezed for cash at times.
So some real life issues for those in Soldiers for Life and in transition, and just those that are in regular active duty.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, this base has a National Guard Bureau and a Reservist Bureau and the active military. I will say one of the issues that the National Guard brought up was that they're increasing the training days. You know, there's a certain days that they have that are authorized for National Guard to train. But as they've increased, because the drawdown that the Army's having, the National Guard is having to pick up some of that slack. One National Guardist, he said, "I have a regular job. There's 21 days that I've had to take off this year to do this extra training. So, you know, is there any way that you can work better with the companies so that they understand what I'm doing, why I'm going over there, so that there's not so much pressure on my regular job where I'm actually making most of my income?"
When you wind up, what's the final takeaway from all of this? What do you think that Murphy will have to take back to the Pentagon?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things that he's coming here for is for the Soldier for Life program, which is to make sure that these Army guys that are leaving the military, especially now the drawdown's happening, that they have somewhere to go after they leave into civilian life. And he went to see an actual Army for Life academy, and that was kind of a tough area for him. You know, I told you how he went to a Soldier for Life event. Faces were pretty dour. These are guys that are leaving the Army. They're getting kicked out because of retention control points, and they had some pretty tough questions for him. So I think that's what he's really going to bring back to the Pentagon, and he's going to say, you know, this is the stuff we really need to work on to get these guys back into civilian life.
Federal News Radio Scott Mosione, thanks so much for that report.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.